when the darkness comes to swallow me whole, well, rather than dig my hole, well, rather I go back home. Because I know it isn't too far until I see the morning star. So I will make my claim that everything is gonna be okay. Be okay, it's gonna be okay.
Right there, that's Home by Suki Conley. And right now in the studio, we have Suki Conley in the studio.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. That's official. There you go. Flip the on switch right above there.
That's hello.
That's the official J-O-B welcome.
Oh.
Us turning your mic off and saying hi.
That's heavy, awesome.
And keeping you quiet. Suki Conley comes all the way up here specifically to be on the Stew for Lunch show.
It's true. I took a vacation day at work.
You're welcome. So, I mean, that's what we do here is give a vacation out there. Now, Suki, you're a singer, songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be playing tonight.
Yes. Tonight at the Flat Rock, 9:30-ish.
6732 Calumet Avenue, corner of Mulberry and Calumet Avenue. It's going to be fun. It's free to enter. It's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
You got wings.
Really?
Yeah, wing special.
Man, boneless. I hope they give me a break. That sounds...
35 cents for bone, 45 cents for boneless.
That's sweet.
Lots of flavors.
I really love wings.
Well, they're going to be available.
I mean, awesome.
They're tonight, so.
I've never been there, so I'm excited.
It's a blast. It is going to be a blast tonight at Flat Rock Tap, 6732 Calumet Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. Get there about 9 and get yourself situated,
yeah.
And then get ready to be entertained.
Yes, it will be entertaining.
All right, now we got the commercial out of the way. Suki Conley in the WJOB studios. Who is Suki?
Who is Suki? Well, I'm a singer-songwriter.
How long have you been doing the singing and songwriting?
I actually just picked up a guitar about 3 years ago.
Oh, I thought maybe like you were going to say 3 hours ago.
No.
Just got done.
Just, you know... Cut an album. No big deal.
Just picked it up.
No, a friend of mine, he just left his guitar at my house, and I just picked it up, and I had always written poetry, and so I just started turning my poems into songs and kind of been doing it ever since then. So.
What made you start writing poetry?
I have no idea.
Lament,
I was always
heartache?
No.
Anger?
No. I was always just really quiet and observant.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a really loud family, and so I kind of took on the characteristic of observing everyone.
Ah.
And so I've always just kind of had a notebook on me since I could write and just always jotted stuff down and just kind of kept it to myself mostly. I took a few courses in college, but that was about it.
Now you've got the guitar left over, so you start adding music to your poems.
Yeah.
And what really, was there someone that maybe inspired you, or is there a music format that you really found yourself emulating, or did you just try to find your own way in the world of music?
I guess musically, it's definitely, I would say, my own, only because I would always try to think, I'm like, well, who do I sound like? And I could never come up with it, and no one else could either, so I would guess that means it's really my own kind of style. I have a few cousins, and they're professional musicians down in Indy. And so, really, I just moved up to Indy maybe about 6 months ago, and I live with them.
Prior to that, you were down where?
In Bloomington.
Bloomington?
Yeah, I went to school there. And
at
then,
IU?
Yeah, at IU.
Okay, Ryan Walsh, our morning guy, would be very proud of you. He's an IU grad.
Nice, nice.
We actually have an intern, Trevor. He's also an IU grad.
Very cool.
So we're strong. But this is a Purdue station, though.
Yeah. Well, actually, I went to Purdue Cal.
See, that's my school.
I went there, too, so I got all my bases
covered.
See,
I didn't go to Purdue. I went to Purdue Calumet. That's what I tell people.
That's what I did. Purdue Calumet.
Purdue Calumet is where I went. I know it says Purdue University. I tried to get them to say Purdue University Calumet on my degree, but they just didn't respond to that letter. But it says Purdue University.
Yeah.
But I went to Purdue Calumet right here in Hambone.
Yeah,
that's
me too. That's exactly where I went for a
year. So before you matriculated to IU, let's go back in history.
Oh, goodness.
You grew up where? From around here?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Hammond. I went to Riley Elementary, which no longer exists.
Okay, so your childhood school is gone.
Gone. I have a lot of memories
there. Did you write a poem about that?
No, not at all.
I mean, that's right there. I'm thinking.
I mean, that's beautiful, but... And then my parents, they moved us out to the St. John area.
Ah, St. John.
We got a little older, so I went to Lake Central High School. Kind of had no idea what I was doing for college. I ended up going to a Christian school my first year, and that really didn't work out. So then I went to Purdue Cal, and then I went to IU, so I kind of bounced around.
Then you found your way.
Yeah, I really found my way down in Bloomington.
Not only did you find your way, but you found your voice down there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know I knew how to sing, really, until I picked up a guitar 3 years ago, so...
What did you study at Bloomington?
I studied public health, and then I minored in English.
Ah.
So...
You doing music not full-time yet, or...?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I think every artist, like, hopes that there's more time later on in life where they'll be able to just do their art, but... That's not the case. So I actually work for the state government.
Oh, you're a statey.
I am.
I don't even know one uses that phrase ever.
No, I've never heard it.
A
but
statey.
We could start that.
What is?
I'm
that's
a
totally Tucker. That's totally Tucker.
I mean, I get
Tucker means cool. That's my way of. I'm trying to get Tucker. The last 20 years, I've been trying to get Tucker to mean cool.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't know. I just wanted to be an inventor of a phrase.
So I'll totally use it from now on.
It's totally Tucker.
Have we defined what that means?
Tucker yet? Means cool.
Tucker. Man, that's so Tucker.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know. But see, the only problem is younger people-ish go, oh, you mean like John Tucker Must Die? And I went, did you like that movie? Yeah, it was okay. I go, was it cool? They're like, yeah, no. And I'm like, okay, then it's not like John Tucker.
I've never heard of that movie.
Oh, see, it's the youth.
The youth, I tell
yeah,
you.
The youth these days. You have to talk old when you're on JOB.
Okay. Well, I'm an old soul, so I think
there you
I'll
go.
Be okay.
You're perfect for WJOB.
Excellent.
So you work in the public health field for the state.
Yeah. That's Division good. Of Mental Health and Addiction. So.
Well, that's and once again, you're perfectly welcome here at WJOB.
You know, we joke about that at work a lot, too. We're like, it's a good thing we're working in this division.
You probably could do a whole case study here at WJOB's, from our boss to all the way down to our interns out there. So, so you found yourself, though, with the art, though, that probably helps you get away from a little bit with your poetry from your job. I just, with no joking aside, I'm sure you see some stuff... And no, we don't need to get into any of that,
no.
But it's probably
well, actually,
nice for you.
So I work specifically with substance abuse, and I had to take a lot of classes, and there was this one course I had to take about meth, and man, it just ripped me up inside because we had so many personal testimonies and people just telling their story. And so I was walking home from work, and I actually wrote a song about it, just kind of taking bits and pieces of people's stories and just kind of like a tune kind of came to mind. And so like, that's one of the songs I'll play tonight. It's called The Merry-Go-Round.
Oh, excellent.
But yeah, so it kind of, it is a good release for me just because it's hard, you know, you hear so much of that and you just need to like do something positive.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hear one of your songs right now.
That would be great.
And this is, I understand, No More.
Yeah.
It's one of your favorite songs off this little
I just
recording.
Really enjoy playing it.
All right, we'll play a little. We'll give you a tease of this song. We won't get this in. But we're going to put this in our full catalog of indie artists, M-Indie-
Yeah, and if I can I plug real quick?
Absolutely.
You can go to www.sukiconley.com and listen to the whole song if you want to. So.
There you go. Well, let's get this going. This is No More by Suki Conley. We'll be back with more Suki right after this on AM 1230 WJOB, Stew for Lunch.
Of the things I denied, I locked you out of my heart, but you held my mind. And so the story goes, I sold my love for gold. I thought it safer to build a city than a home.
No More.
That's some No More.
That's some No More right there.
Yeah.
1230 WJOB, Stew for Lunch. You can hear the whole song at sukiconley.com.
Yep.
That's SukiConley.
Very good.
Period. COM. out there on 1230 WJOB. We have Suki Conley in the studio right now. If you want to have any questions for Suki, feel free to give us a call at 219-845-1100. And you're in town for the holidays?
Yes.
For Christmas?
Got to come home to see my parents for the holidays, so very, very grateful for that.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Every time I come home, they cook really nice meals every night, and they open a new bottle of wine, and it's their way of trying to get me to keep coming to visit them. So
whatever works.
I mean, I really enjoy myself.
Well, we heard the story of the gentleman who got his child to be potty trained by giving him a Hot Wheel every time he used the bathroom. So whatever parents' tricks do to get your kids to do things.
Hey, yeah, it'll still work. If they give me a free meal, I'm in.
Wine is like is adult Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah, and if I'm, like, going to try to leave the house, they do the whole, but we were going to open a new bottle of wine.
So basically what you're saying is your parents keep you drugged up and keep you home.
Not quite.
we're developing into some. You're not going to start crying now? Or not.
No.
My parents make me drink wine.
It's a healthy thing.
There you go. 845-1100. You're on with Stu and Suki.
Hi, Suki. I really like the tone of your voice. You sound really good there.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just wondered if you have, you know, someone who inspires you, if you have someone who's your inspiration.
Musically, let's see.
Doesn't matter.
What happened?
He's the guy he's the doesn't matter guy.
Oh.
So he'll do that. But inspiration wise,
I guess I'm thinking of artists that I listen to a lot in my car.
Mm-hmm.
there's this woman named Lisa Hannigan. She's an artist out of Ireland. I could listen to her all day. And she likes to play with her voice a lot, which is kind of what I like to do, especially when I'm playing live. So I think that I would say I'm inspired by her.
Were you surprised that you had this voice?
Completely, yes.
When you were singing?
Yeah. It kind of, even when I first started playing guitar, I didn't have it. What happened about a year ago, I was just taking a nap after work. And usually the way I'll write songs is I'll kind of sometimes I'll hear a melody. Mm-hmm. And then I go to a guitar and I try to figure out what I'm hearing. Well, I heard a melody and it was really weird because I was like, wow, I have no idea how to sing that. But I kept hearing it. And so I went to a guitar and figured out at least how to play with it. And then I had to teach myself how to sing what I was hearing. And so then this voice came out and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I just was really surprised. And I was like, oh, I think my singing voice just changed. And so that's kind of how I learned how to sing.
Well, we're going to be back with more Suki Conley. I got to pay some bills on Stew for Lunch on AM 1230 WJOB. Back with more Suki Conley on AM 1230 WJOB.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'm a friend of Santa and Mrs. Santa. And this is Ryan Walsh's grandfather. I'm only 87 years old. So I've enjoyed many Christmases, and I'm praying that I'll go through a few more. So I wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Wow, that was great, Grandpa. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, and I love everybody, and I hope Santa and Mrs. Santa are good to everybody.
Yes, indeed, Grandpa. That was a great little holiday message there from Grandpa Walsh.
That was awesome.
Ryan Walsh's grandfather. So we are in the WJOB studios with Suki Conley. You can visit more and learn more at SukiConley.com.
Mm-hmm.
Suki is going to be playing some music in the area.
Yes.
On tonight on WJOB, not on W. We're not broadcasting it. I don't want to work tonight. So, you know, God bless you, Suki, but I'm not going to be working. I'm not going to be doing a live.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, I'm on vacation, so I don't expect anyone else even to be
vacation.
Working today. So.
Well, we have our holiday show or our holiday program. Their party.
The that's party.
What, yeah, that's what's
That's
happening.
What everyone was wrapping presents for.
I know, all late.
Yeah.
I see, mine's already wrapped and everything.
I'm still waiting on a few gifts to come in the mail.
From Santa.
Yeah, or Amazon Santa.
Well, Santa actually invented Amazon.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think so. I mean,
it was a genius idea.
I mean, come on, he's smart as heck.
Yeah.
Let's see. And actually, you know who's the smartest? Mrs. Claus.
Why is that?
She got the whole thing going where Santa makes everyone leaves cookies for Santa.
Uh-huh.
You know why?
Why?
Mrs. Claus doesn't like to bake cookies. Right? Because she doesn't
need
to. I think
you're right. I've never thought about this. Yeah. She's a crafty lady.
Yeah, it's a smart move, right?
Yeah.
What? Last thing Santa wants to do is come home to a house full of cookies.
Oh, yeah. And think about it. Christmas, she, you know, gets the whole house to herself.
Yep.
She just gets to chill out.
Absolutely.
You know, he's out making the money or doing, I don't know.
She runs the North Pole.
You know she does.
Absolutely. She's in charge of everything. That's a movie that needs to come out.
I don't know why it hasn't. Maybe we could write it.
I think
That'd
so.
That'd be great.
There we go. We got our future. There we go. You write all those soundtrack.
There you go.
You can do different voices.
And well, I mean, it's Christmas, so.
Absolutely. And that's,
who doesn't like a good Mrs. Claus?
Yeah. It's going to be a half hour. It's got to be a half hour show.
It's so for the kids.
Sitcom.
It's for the kids.
22 minutes is all we have to draw.
Yeah. Psh. No
that's
problem.
That's easy. I mean, that's a piece of cake. We just did 22 minutes.
I know.
That's like that. Boom. Fast as heck. So that's our retirement plan. There we go.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. We'll do that in the future.
After I'm done being a statey, you know.
Absolutely. Well, statey pays. You know, it's a great opportunity. So we are with Suki Conley. Suki, where do you want to go with the singing and songwriting?
That's a good question. It's kind of one
I'm
of those.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. I absolutely love to sing, and I absolutely love music. So, I mean, if I could just do that all day, that would be the dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm also realistic. I'm a statey right now, so I guess that that would be my eventual hope, is that I could get to that point. But I'm also open to whatever life has. I feel like I'm kind of one of those people, hence I went to 3 different colleges and changed my major. So I've kind of learned every time I try to make plans for myself, they usually just kind of like don't happen the way that I think, mm-hmm. but they always end up better than what I ever thought. So
just go with the flow.
Yeah, I'm really a go with the flow kind of person. So if the flow takes me one
way.
See,
a progressive insurance?
No.
No, so you don't go, oh, okay.
I told you, emergency is my health insurance.
That's right. The flow doesn't sell emergency. So you just go with what's going on.
Yeah. You know, whatever life wants to bring me, I don't like to plan things out, too. I like to be surprised, so.
We're in a good area down in Indianapolis. Plenty of places to play. And, oh.
Something's clapping. What's going
on? Yeah, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
That's what that is.
Wow, that was really quick,
I know,
Stu.
It flew by. Well, Suki, we appreciate you stopping by. Let's take a quick call real quick. Hey, you're on with Suki.
Yeah, well, I just want to say to Suki, God bless you, and I love your music, and I know you're going to do good.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, buddy.
That's awesome.
What a great positive message to roll out on.
Merry Christmas.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be playing some more Suki during the show today. But we want to thank you very much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
No problem. SukiConley.com mm-hmm. for more information. You can have down in Indianapolis, people visit you. Are you playing anything in the future?
Kind of just
going
by the flow, so we'll see.
All right, just check SukiConley.com for more information about that. So, Suki, thank you very much. We thank your cousin, Katie.
Yeah, thank you, Katie.
Shout out to her, right?
Yep, definitely.
That's a radio term, man. Let's give a shout out to Katie out there.
Yeah, and really all my cousins, my girl cousins.
All the cousins of Cadley, Suki Cadley's cousins, we've got a big shout out to her.
For sure.
All right, Suki Cadley and the WJLB Studios, thank you very much. We'll be back with more Stu for Lunch. We got the news coming up next, thanks to Suki Cadley. Name's well heard at WJLB Stu for Lunch. Why am I talking like this?